Welcome to day number 74. We are up to Perek Dalad, Mishnah Vav. Says the Mishnah, Hanichnas La'ir, someone who enters a city, a traveler, Ve'enu Makir Adam Sham, he doesn't recognize anyone there, he doesn't know the townspeople, he's a visitor. Amar, Mikan Neman, Mikan Maser, he says, who's believed here? Who's believed to say that they have regularly tithed produce that I can buy something that I'm allowed to eat? I don't know anyone, so I need to know who I can rely on when it comes to maestros. Amar Lo Echad, one person says to him, Ani, I'm trustworthy, I'm reliable. Eino ne'eman. We don't believe that person. In general, we assume that most people are amei aretz. That's what amei aretz means. Most people are amei aretz. And a person is not believed to remove that status of amei aretz from oneself, especially when he has something personal to gain. He wants the person to buy food from him. So the person is not believed in that case. He's not believed to say that he's separated tithes properly, and he's not believed to say that he is someone who should be believed. But amar lo ish ploni ne'eman, but if he says, it's not me, but that person over there, that guy, Shimon's reliable, then Harezet Ne'eman, then you can be believed. Then that person is believed. Because in that case, the person has nothing to gain, nothing personally to gain. Shimon's going to be the beneficiary, not him. And therefore, he would be believed to direct the traveler to Shimon. So what happens? So he goes to Shimon to buy the produce, the person that was said to be believed. Amarlo, Michan Mochar Yashan. Then he asks Shimon another question. Who can I rely upon here to sell Yashan? What is Yashan? So there's a halacha that we don't have any new grain from the new season until the Karban Omer was brought on the second day of Pesach. Well, for whatever reason, we don't keep this nowadays, or at least those who keep it is considered a chumr, an extra stringency. There's reasons for that. But the real halacha is that you're not allowed to eat any new produce from that season until the Korban Omer is brought. That is called chadash, new produce. You're not allowed to eat that. Yashan is old produce from the previous season, and you are allowed to consume that. So the guy wants to know, where do I find yashan? Where do I find food that I can eat? So he says, Amar lo, mi shalachacha etzli. The guy who just sent you to me, the first guy who said, go to Shimon, that guy is actually believed by yashan. So says the Mishnah, afal pi shem kigomlin zetze, even though it seems like they're being gomlin zetze, which means that they're really helping each other out, they're doing kindnesses, maybe they're doing favors for one another, right? Maybe it's a scam, right? Reuven sent you to Shimon, Shimon sent you back to Reuven because they know, they want to, and they split the profits. It looks like they're really helping each other out. Still, Hare Elu Ne'eman. They are still believed. The first person is believed to say that Shimon is trustworthy. Shimon is then believed to say that Reuven is trustworthy when it comes to Yashan. You don't have to worry about the potential of a scam, and you can rely on their testimony. That is Mishnah Vav. Says Mishnah Zayin, a similar case, but we're going to see the differences in a moment. Hachamarim Shenichnasu La'ir, two people, two donkey riders, walk into the city. They're each salesmen. They each have produce. And Amar Echad, one of them says, Shalicha, this is Chaveri Yashan. He says, what I have is Chadash. It's the new stuff, new grain, you're not allowed to eat it. But what my friend has right next to me, that person is Yashan, that has grain that you're allowed to eat. Or, Shali'en Masukan, Mishal Chaveri Masukan. What I have, it's not tithed properly. But what my friend has is tithed properly. Says the Mishnah, Einan Ne'eman, and they are not believed in that case. For the same reason we said before, the suspicion that we had in last case actually applies here. We believe they are kigomun ze'etzeh. They are, it's a scam, right? They both walk right into town. One guy says, tries to earn the trust of other people by humbly and fakely saying, I'm trustworthy. You can't buy my stuff, but my friends, you can. And they're probably splitting the profit. Or maybe in the next town, they're doing the opposite thing. At the end of the day, we have to assume that this is a scam, that they are not to be believed, and therefore we do not buy produce from either of them. Rabbi Huda Amar Ne'eman, and Rabbi Huda disagrees. Rabbi Huda would say probably what we said in the previous Mishnah, that you don't have to worry about the scam. You can be believed, each person, each one of those salesmen, so to say. Well, according to at least the first opinion, what is the difference between the second Mishnah and the first Mishnah? In the first Mishnah, when Reuven sent to Shimon and Shimon back to Reuven, they are believed. And in this case, with the two donkey riders, we do not believe them. So there are a few answers are offered. One possibility is that in this case, they literally came into town together. The donkeys came to town together. It really looks like, it's like a joke. It looks like a scam. One guy said, can't trust me, but trust this guy. And then you see them like secretly sharing profits afterwards. That's very likely to be a scam. But in the first case, Reuven and Shimon weren't necessarily working with one another. They didn't come in together. In fact, Reuven didn't even know that the guy, when you sent him to Shimon, he had no idea that the guy would then ask for Yashan, and then Shimon would send it back to Reuven. They're not really working with each other. They didn't even know that the second question would be asked. That's one possibility. Another possibility is that in the first case, we're dealing with a traveler. The traveler doesn't know any better. And because of that, we're lenient with the traveler. We allow the traveler to rely on leniencies that we wouldn't otherwise. otherwise allowed because he doesn't know anyone. He's just trying to get food. But in the second case, the townspeople are the ones that stand to be tricked here. And the townspeople know their own city. So if they don't buy from these traveling salesmen, they can buy from people in their own town. They can get produce either way, which is not true by a traveler. A traveler doesn't know the landscape. It's much harder to get produce. So we allow certain leniencies by a traveler that we wouldn't allow by the regular townspeople. That is Mishnah Zion, and we will continue with Perek Chamishi, the fifth Perek, tomorrow.